Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Anniversaries are great occasions for reflection and evaluation. They are like cyclical milestones that give us an opportunity to look back where we've been and to look within to see where we are and then to look ahead, to think about where we're going. Such keen and disciplined thinking stops erosion. Rather than occurring rapidly, erosion is always slow. And instead of making a lot of noise, erosion is silent. And in place of being obvious, erosion is subtle, always subtle. You hardly know it's happening as it's happening. This slow and silent and subtle wearing away is not only of concern to us physically, it's of greater concern to us spiritually. It can happen. C.S. Lewis, in his cleverly written work, The Screwtape Letters, writes of this erosion. The safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts. The long, dull, monotonous years of middle-aged prosperity or middle-aged adversity are excellent campaigning weather for the devil. Erosion. That's why I call the anniversary cyclical milestones. Remember his words? It's without milestones. No time to really stop and look back at what was it that started us and to look within. Are we like that still? Are those objectives still ours? And then to see where we're going in light of where we are and where we wanted to be. Reminds me of a couple that has been married not quite 10 years, and they have 15 children. 15. Let me tell you how that would work. A year after marriage, they have a set of twins. 2 years later, they have triplets. For who knows whatever reason, the following year, they adopt 4 children from other countries. Out of compassion. 2 weeks later, she finds she's pregnant with triplets again. She locks them out of the bedroom, tells them to get a vasectomy or not come back in. He does. It doesn't work. She's now pregnant once again with triplets. So that's 15. I forgot to tell you, she's homeschooling. And they're also living in the same house they were when they first got married. As would be true of any couple in that situation, there wouldn't be time to have been able to give to each child's need. There wouldn't have been the attention provided or the training. No one couple can do all of that. In a brief 10-year period, some things they erode. And neither one of them wants the family to erode. It just goes with the rapid size.
Spiritual erosion is subtle, slow, and silent. And it can happen to anyone. Taking time to reflect and evaluate can stop erosion in your life. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, The Church, Let's Start Here, was copyrighted in 2008 and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.